Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, January 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden speaks with the press for almost 2 hours. Democrats move forward on Build Back Better. Most COVID vaccines unable to stop Omicron. Economists list the best towns in which to retire. Also ahead, I'll analyze Mr. Biden's press conference, but first, the president facing questions over COVID, inflation, Russia, immigration. The commander-in-chief claiming his administration's doing a great job going into its second year. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "I didn't overpromise, but I have outperformed what anybody thought would happen," unquote. Of course, the polls say otherwise. More on this in the next segment. Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats moving forward on Biden's Build Back Better plan. The bill, as you may know, was killed by Senator Joe Manchin last month. He claims the package adds to the national debt while working families struggle with record high inflation. Some lawmakers now seek to reduce the cost to less than $1 trillion. That's 50% down for Build Back Better. Others want to break the proposal into smaller pieces. Well, we'll see. A new study from South Africa says vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna fail to block the Omicron strain of COVID. Scientists believe the variant evades protections provided by those vaccines. Cases in the USA up 300% compared to last January. But hospitalizations are down 50%. Doctors in Israel now recommending a fourth booster shot for everyone over the age of 50. U.S. News and World Report listing the best places to retire in America. The towns are ranked on home prices, living expenses, health care, access to nature, and entertainment. Top five, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Amish country. Melbourne, Daytona Beach, Naples, all in Florida. And number one, Sarasota, Florida. 50% of that city's population over the age of 60. The average mortgage around $1,400 a month. In a moment, a fair analysis of President Biden's press conference. We'll have that for you in just a few moments.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's press conference yesterday lasted 1 hour 45 minutes. It was excruciating, and I don't say that with any insult in mind. It was a tough thing to get through. So, if I had to put a label on the press conference, I would say that Mr. Biden is in denial. So he believes that his campaign on COVID, how the federal government has handled the virus, is going remarkably well. Do you believe that? He believes that inflation will be brought under control by the Build Back Better bill, which, as we just reported, was crushed. It doesn't even exist. And he thinks that's what's going to tamp down inflation. On the border, wait, oh, there were no questions on the border to President Biden, none. On violent crime running wild, oh, no questions. But Putin, 17 minutes, the White House press corps spent on Russia. 17 minutes. It's ridiculous. And no questions about China or Taiwan, which is a more volatile situation. Actually, Joe Biden's answer on Russia and Ukraine was good, that the United States and Europe will strangle the Russian economy if Putin invades. That was a good answer. That's what should happen. But most of the other answers were long, rambling experiences. If you had to have an album of music to define the press conference, you'd have to go with Dion's The Wanderer or and Hall & Oates, You're Out of Touch, I'm Out of Time, because this thing never ended. And we didn't really learn that much. However, we did learn one thing. Everything that's going wrong in America is the fault of either COVID, Trump, or the Republican Party. Every failure can be placed there. Joe Biden's administration has done nothing wrong. In fact, again, they are being remarkably successful in running this country. Finally, the president, and this is incredible, says he does not think the country is divided. No. So every single poll, all 80 of them, say that Americans are at each other's throats because of politics. Now, as everybody knows, Joe Biden promised to unite the country, and it's more divided now than at any time since the Civil War. But the president says, no, we're not really divided. So this is delusional. And that makes me nervous. If the president of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, is delusional, we're all in trouble. Now, he may be being dishonest, but I think he thinks there really isn't a divide in this country. Crazy. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. President Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of the United States exactly 1 year ago today. Throughout the 2020 campaign, Mr. Biden made two key promises to the American people. First, he would mitigate COVID. Second, as president, he would unite the country. Well, today, new cases of COVID are up 300% compared to Donald Trump's last day in the White House. And unfortunately, the American people are more divided than ever. Here is a portion of what Joe Biden said in his inauguration speech.
We're entering what may be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus. We must set aside politics and finally face this pandemic as one nation. To restore the soul and secure the future of America requires so much more than words. requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity.
Now, to be fair, no president ever could have tamped down COVID. No matter what your policy would be, this virus is vicious and the most contagious thing I have ever seen in my lifetime. But Joe Biden went on record as saying, hey, I somehow will defeat COVID. And that is not come to pass. The second soundbite is a little bit more disturbing. I think that's the right word. Joe Biden has not tried to bring this country together at all. He has governed to the far left. According to polling, about 25% of Americans are in or sympathize with the far left. The other 75% do not. So how on earth are you, Mr. President, going to unite people when you are taking an extreme view of politics? And this isn't a situation where there are two sides. Mr. Biden is governing to the extreme left, and he said he would not do that. He would bring people together. Now this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.